love each other, and we love you because you first loved us. So we pray for Pastor Jeremy as he leads us into your word. We pray for Pastor Ian today as he leads worship across the street at the House of Love. And we just pray, Jesus, that you will be with all the ministers today as they go to the various churches in this community. Let our hearts and minds be open to your word and how very much you love us. And help us to live that out this week, Jesus, as we interact with others. And we just pray that the light, your light, will always shine through us so that we can save others. And we just thank you, Father, for all the blessings and all the joy that you gave us this week and for helping us through trials and sadness and whatever it is that we're facing, Jesus. We know you're right there with us. You're walking beside us, and you will never leave us. And we thank you for all these blessings. In your precious name, we pray all this. Amen. Go have a seat. Welcome to Pastor Jeremy today. We're glad to have you here. And we can all go listen to our Pastor Ian at the House of Love today. I'm sure everyone would appreciate that. There's many announcements in your bulletin. And let's see, we have a couple here. Happy birthday this week to our Ruby Croslin, who is downstairs with kitties. Happy birthday down there, Ruby. And Rachel Razzo this week. And let's see, is that about it? Oh no, here's one more. Becky Herdig's birthday. Happy birthday, Becky. Boy, 50th anniversary one week, birthday the next. It's just party, party, party for you, isn't it? I know. And happy anniversary this week to our Dave and Jane Nice, who are obviously already out partying there for their anniversary. And hey, I want to do a shout out to our friend Jim. Good to see you, Jim. We've missed you. Yeah, okay. Gives Miss America a wave there. Okay, are there any announcements that aren't in the bulletin that you'd like to share with us today? If there is, we'll get you a mic. And if there's not, we're going to listen to our prelude from Sue, Morning Musings.
Good morning. It's good to see you this morning, and it's good to have our guest, Pastor Jeremy Thompson. Very good to have our brother from the Nazarene Church here. Let's stand and sing our opening hymn, hymn number 226, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Seated. Now, before we pray together, does anyone have any prayer requests that they would like to share before we pray? If so, you can raise your hand and we'll give you a microphone. So, yes, there's one down here, Larry.
Our former son-in-law, Jared Calum, Candy's ex-husband, had an accident with fireworks right before the fourth, and he had to have his left eye removed last week. So just pray for him and his fiance that, you know, that they, it's just a big adjustment for anybody, and he's young. So I just pray that God will use that to draw him closer to him.
No, it's Jerry, is that right?
Jerry.
Or Jared. Jared. Thanks.
And for Jace.
And for Jace. Anyone else? As you're thinking, I'll let you know a quick update. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who is a missionary for our denomination, who has been imprisoned in Turkey for about 2 years, had a follow-up trial this last week, and the Turkish government decided to continue pressing the charges, and so he was sent back to prison to await trial in October. And so you can continue to pray for Pastor Andrew Brunson and his family as they're continuing to struggle through this time of being separated from their husband and father. Also, you can remember the, I believe it's the Coleman family in your prayers. I've heard a couple times this week about the tragedy that's happened in a family. I think they're from the area, but they lost maybe from Indianapolis, and they're, they lost, I think, 9 family members. So it was just a really tough situation. I don't know all the details, but you can continue to pray for the Coleman family. Anyone else before we pray together? Seeing none, let's pray, and at the end of our prayer, we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Oh, actually, I have one more prayer request. I forgot. You can also continue to pray for Rhonda's family. Rhonda would know more information, but the basics are, as you know, I don't know what the most recent update is, but Jan and Gerald, as they continue to seek care, and I think Jan was put on hospice care. Both were put on hospice care this last week. And so please pray for Jan and Gerald, please. Let's pray. Father, I come before you this morning asking that you would be here in a powerful way, that you would bless this worship, that we would honor you rightly as we gather before you, that we would worship you in the spirit and in truth, knowing that you are a loving Father who has saved us through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you would be with all of those prayer requests that were shared this morning and those that were left unshared and those that are in our bulletin. We know that you are a good God, and so we ask that you would be with Jerry and his family following this firework accident, that you would help Jerry recover and his family be an encouragement and be encouraged in this tough time. We pray for the Coleman family through this great loss that they had suffered. We entrust those that have died into your hands. And we ask that those who are surviving this tragic incident would be comforted and know the hope that's in you. We pray for Jan and Gerald that as they have been put on hospice care, that those nurses and doctors and caregivers would give them good care, loving care, care that's filled with hope, not that that they would necessarily be healed in this life, but knowing that they can trust in you, that they have a hope that's an everlasting hope in Jesus. We ask that you would comfort their families, and we ask that we as a church family would surround Rhonda and those that are suffering in this church family with love and support. Help us to not forget them, but remember to pray for them and all those that are suffering. We ask that you would be with the preaching of the word today. Thank you for the community of faith that we not only have here, but that we share with other churches in this community who present the gospel, who hold to your word, who know you, God, and all of your goodness and mercy and the salvation that you bring. We ask that you would bless this community in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now let us set some time aside to give back to a generous God through our tithes and offerings. Even though I forgot the Lord's Prayer. It's a different morning, isn't it? Well, let's pray the Lord's Prayer first before we go to the offering. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's pray. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Oh, that's a better, proper ending to that prayer. Thank you. But now let's set some time aside to give back to a generous God through our tithes and offerings. If you're a guest with us, don't feel any need to give, but let's remember God and his generosity during this time. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your generosity in our lives. Thank you for all the good gifts that you have given us. All good gifts come from you. We give these tithes and offerings back to you, asking that you would help us to use these gifts wisely, to grow your kingdom here in Paulding, in this world, knowing that you will give us wisdom, and that we can rely on you as our good God to do the work, and we want to partner with you in that. In Jesus' name, amen. You can continue standing as we sing hymn number 365, Trust and Obey. And if there's any children that would like to be dismissed to Children's Church, that's something we offer, but don't feel any pressure. But Alyssa and Rhonda are going to go down and do that if you would like to go and join them for Children's Church. Hymn number 365.
Thank you.
be seated. Now, some of you may not know, the first sermon that I actually sat in on in this sanctuary was on Pastor Swap Sunday. Pastor Merlin was here preaching, and I had the pleasure to hear her preach. And it was just a joy to see that this church and the churches and the ministerial association around town valued unity in God's body. It was an encouragement to me, and honestly, it was one of the reasons that I came, because you are a church that has your arms wide out and wanting to partner with people to share the gospel. And it's a wonderful thing. And so I have the pleasure of we have the pleasure of having Pastor Jeremy Thompson from the Paulding Nazarene Church here this morning to preach. And this is a wonderful visual demonstration of the unity that we have in God's body. Some of you may know that I do have a connection to the Nazarene Church by way of my wife. She grew up in the Nazarene Church where she was from, and she's a good woman. So we can trust these Nazarenes. They're good people. So it's my pleasure to invite Jeremy up. If you'd come on up, Jeremy, and give the sermon.
Well, thank you. It is good to be here. And man, I don't think this pulpit is so... I need the step stool out, I think. And where is... okay. Hey, it's so good to be here. And I love Paulding. Do you? I think Paulding gets a bad rap sometimes. And I just love living in Paulding, Ohio. And sure, there's things we don't have, but there's some things that big cities don't have that we do too. And so I just love being here. I love your pastor and his wife, and the first lady of this church. I am just so excited to be here, and I can't wait to, we started developing a friendship, and I can't wait to see where it goes. And Alyssa comes out and works out with the cross-country team a few times already, and so I'm just excited to see what God does through his ministry, through their ministry here, and once again, it's so good to be here with you. We're all preaching from the same passage today, and I'm sure it'll look a little different in each one, but if you have your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 6 is where we're going to be. Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you get there, if you don't mind, if you're able to stand as we read God's word together in the honor of reading God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 6, we're going to start reading at verse number 4. It says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates." This is God's word for God's people today. You may be seated. Let's pray one more time before we jump in. God, we thank you for the family of God. We thank you for the fact that in Scripture we read there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we celebrate that this morning. God, will you help us as we look together for a few moments at this passage, and will you change us? Will you transform us? Will you use this so that we can learn more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus this morning? And God, the only way that's going to happen is if it's you speaking and not me. And so, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, Lord, be pleasing and acceptable to you, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, what I'd like to talk about for the next 3 hours. You told me you guys did three-hour services. Just kidding. For the next few moments, let's do that. Some of you are like, is he serious or not? Those Nazarenes are kind of crazy. And now for the next few moments, and if I leave pretty quickly after, I got to get back and do what Ian did, kind of help lead our service, and so I may jet out of here a little bit quick. But it's not because I don't like you. Some of you. No, I'm just kidding. So it's so good to be here. So what I want to talk about for the next few moments is, so I grew up in Northwest Georgia. Small town, a little bit bigger than Paulding, but in Northwest Georgia. Went to a small church, and on a good Sunday, sometimes we'd have 40. In our heyday, we were running like 80, but for the most part, it was pretty small. Now, when I grew up, way back when, you know, like we're talking way back in the golden ages when I was a child, we didn't have a thing called children's church. I love children's church, but when I was growing up, we didn't have children's church. And so my parents would allow me to bring things into the service to kind of entertain myself while the service was going on. And so what I would bring a lot were like these little guys. This is Green Lantern, and this is Captain America. I didn't have these guys, but I was more like G.I. Joe. You remember G.I. Joe, the great American hero? And or there was this thing called Thundercats that I was really big into when I was little. And so what I would do is I would bring these guys, and so while service was going on, as quietly as my parents could make me, I would play with my guys, and that would kind of get me through the service. Now, when growing up in Northwest Georgia is kind of the Bible Belt. And growing up Nazarene, it's a little different than Presbyterian probably, but we used to be called, and in our when we kind of started as a denomination, we actually had the name the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene. We dropped that word Pentecostal. And so just imagine, and kind of in our early days, and in Northwest Georgia when I was a child, services would sometimes get a little exciting. And you don't just sit there. In fact, some of the old saints, when they got excited, everybody knew about it. Everybody knew when certain people got excited about Jesus because they let everybody know they were excited about Jesus. And most often, the way it would happen, the way it would sound, was kind of like this. Woo! Sorry, Joe back there. Eruption, right? Eruption. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I mean, just now, right about down here, there was a lovely little old saint named Sister Jennings. And so she would get excited every now and then. And it kind of sounded like I just did. It was kind of like long and kind of had the same note all the way across with interspersions of thank you, Jesus, and arms being waved back and forth. And she would stand sometimes and get excited because Jesus had done something in her heart, right? So on the same pew, kind of about right here, my grandma. Now, my grandma was the type of lady, when she got excited, it was like explosion, right? It was like, and I won't do it, but you just imagine, right? Like, just go for it as loud as you can. It's like, ah! And I mean, everybody knew. And so Sister Jenny, sometimes, man, the Lord would really bless her, and she would just, yeah. And then my grandma, sometimes she would get excited, and she would, woo! Well, right about back here, there was a lady, Sister Oler. We call them sisters, right? Sister Oler kind of sat back about halfway. She would also, now hers was a little more like slow, like, ooh. And it was just kind of like drawn out. And so it was awesome. So when I was sitting there playing with my guys, this was fantastic. They were the soundtrack for my battles as I was conquering all the world's problems in my little pew with my little guys. So I was like, if God didn't move and there was no excitement, I was like, oh man, it was a bad, sorry, Captain America. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't get to do as much as we did last Sunday. And so they were kind of like the soundtrack as I was sitting there in my pew, and they would get excited. I was like, yes, this is awesome. So awesome. Well, then there was those special occasions, those rare moments. I mean, these are really special and rare. But it wasn't just Sister Jennings. It wasn't just Grandma. It wasn't just Sister Oler. But all of them got excited at the same time. Now, when this Sunday happened, they were going to town. I mean, it was like World War III was happening and the alarms were sounding and my guys were like, yes, this is awesome. And I was sitting there and they were like, they were battling out. When all three got excited, it was a special, special Sunday because Sister Jennings would get excited and it'd kind of make my grandma think, yeah, man, I remember when God did that in my heart and my life too. And then she would get excited with Sister Jennings. And then Sister Oler's like, hey, they're not leaving me out of this party. And so Jesus would say something to her and she would get excited. And before you knew it, I was having a grand old time in my little pew in Northwest Ohio at Fairview Church of the Nazarene. Now, something was happening. It's kind of funny. Something was happening, and I didn't know it at the time. Something was going on more than just my G.I. Joes and my Thundercats having the soundtrack to their battle. Something was happening as I was sitting in that pew playing with my guys that at the moment I didn't understand. At the moment I couldn't tell you what was happening, but it was. Something was happening in my heart. Something was happening in how I thought about things. Because I was hearing something. More than sirens for my battle, more than I was hearing something that left an imprint on my heart in a big and a profound way. What I was hearing was, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is strong. You can trust this God with your life. I trusted him when I was a young person. And you can trust this God with your life. This God will fight your battles, not he will fight your actual battles for you. You'll never be alone. This God is with you. This God will comfort you. This God will bring you peace. Or you might could say it a different way, kind of like Moses did in Deuteronomy chapter 6. What I was hearing when these saints of God were getting excited was the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And as these saints of God would get excited about what Jesus had done to their heart and their life, and how one time they were this way, and then they met Jesus, and Jesus totally transformed them to be something different. And they would get so excited, they would shout, and they would stand, and they would wave their arms, and they would praise God. What I was hearing, although I couldn't tell you at the time, I didn't understand it, the Lord is faithful, and you can trust him with your life. When you get in the land that God has promised you, don't forget the Lord your God. Remember that he is faithful. Now this word Shema, this passage, this hero Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, is known as the Shema. And the Jewish people literally every morning still to this day will get up and they'll quote the Shema. As soon as they wake up and their feet hit the ground, they quote it. And before they lay down at night, they quote the Shema. And they want to be reminded to live their life in such a way that they remember that God is faithful. And if they will trust in him, he will fight their battles for them. Now, the word Shema is a Hebrew word, and this word is not just hear, like we hear with our ears, although that is part of it, the first part, but it actually has a bigger meaning than that. I'm not going to talk about my kids because they're not here this morning. I can say whatever I want to. So this idea of Shema, this idea of hear, is more along the lines like this. So I'm sure none of your grandkids or kids do this, but just, you know, because my kids are probably, you know, way worse, but I'll be in the kitchen, and my oldest son, Caleb, will be in the living room with the TV on and the phone on, you know, like just multitasking to the greatest extent. I'll say, hey, Caleb, can you take the dogs out? Maybe you've been there. No response. Right? I'm sure you haven't, but just pretend. Like, you know, just pretend. Try to imagine what it'd be like to talk to a teenager, and they don't respond at all. I'm sure that's difficult, but just try. Hey, Caleb, can you take the dogs out? Nothing. Little more loud next time, right? Hey, Caleb, can you take the dog out, please? He's like, rrr. Okay, let's try one more time. But this time I take a different approach and I say, hey, Caleb, did you hear me? I asked you to take the dog out. So that's a great example of this word Shema. So the Shema of understanding of hearing was the way I know that you heard me was that you did what I asked you to do. So this hearing is not just it comes in the ears, but there's an actual response that God knows, hey, they heard me because they're doing what I asked them to do, right? You know, if Caleb were to respond, okay, Dad, I heard you, and he sat there, the fourth time would be like, hey, if you don't take the dog out right now, the phone's going away, right? Or the TV's going away, or whatever. Because he didn't respond, the response lets me know that he heard what I asked him to do. to do. And so in this passage, God asked the people, hey, you need to talk about this a lot. You need to talk about this a lot. In fact, the way your children are going to know that I am faithful, that I am the Lord, is that if you tell them and you press it upon them all the time. So it says, when you wake up and when you lie down, guess what that means? All day, right? That signifies like, hey, when I'm waking up and when I'm lying down, all the time in between, I should be talking about it. When you sit down and when you walk along the road, when you sit down to eat and when you're playing around, all moments of every day, impress on your kids that I, the Lord, your God, am a faithful God, am a trustworthy God, and am a true God. And the way that they are going to know me and know my commands and know my love and know who I am calling them to be is if you tell them about me. You know what's interesting is they're saying this next generation will be what we call like biblically illiterate. We have children in our church who have never heard the story of David and Goliath. Never heard the story of Jonah and the whale. Never heard the story about the Ten Commandments. Never heard the story about Jesus coming and loving us and dying on a cross. Why? Because we had a whole generation of people who didn't tell their kids about the Lord our God. The Lord is one. The Lord is faithful. The Lord, you can trust this God no matter where you go and no matter what you may do. You can trust this God that he will fight your battles, that he will be on your side. So it begs the question, are we, I don't even know if this is a word, but I'm from the South, so we just make words up all the time. Are we Shema'in? Just go with it. God. I mean, are we hearing? Yeah, it's cool. We come every Sunday, and you know, Pastor Ian brings the word. I mean, he just brings it, and I hear. Yeah, but what's your response? Because if it's just hearing, it's kind of like Caleb sitting on the couch, like still playing his phone rather than taking out the dog. I mean, are we really hearing what God is asking us to do, who he's asking us to be? Are we really impressing on our children what it means to live and grow with Jesus being the Lord of everything? Or we come in and just, all right, whew, yes, God, I hear. And then we go out and nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes. God says to people, hear, Shema. Hear, respond to what I'm asking you to do, who I'm calling you to be. Hear. So are we talking about God when we rise up and when we lie down? Are we talking about God when we walk, when we eat, when we sit at home, when we get up, which means, once again, all day? I mean, and then it says, bind them on your foreheads and on your hands. And there's Jewish people, they thought that God really literally wanted them to do that. And maybe he did. But I think what God's really trying to do is, it's got to change the way you think on your head. Like it literally changes everything about how you see the world and how you see people. Like, so you got to bind it on your head. It's got to change literally everything about how you see and how you talk and how you interact with people. And then bind them on your hands. It changes what we do. How we act, what we do with our hands, the physical, the actual walking out, what this looks like. So God says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. I wonder, do we really live like God is the Lord over all creation? Is God wondering, did we get the message? Did we really get it? Did we get the message? Is he looking at me? You're all off the hook this morning. I'll just talk about myself. Does God look at my life? You know what, Jeremy? You're not hearing what I'm asking you to do. Yeah. You know a lot, and you know the stories, and man, you can recite them, and you can even recite Bible verses, but man, how you're living doesn't match up with who I'm calling you to be. Because you can quote, and you can know, but until we look at God and say, okay, God, I'm going to respond and live like you are Lord over all creation. Like we sang earlier, all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will rise, our voices will sing, "Great are you, Lord." And I think the song is talking more about just with our mouth, but with our lives. With our lives. It's so important. It's so important. Because you have some children down in Children's Church. And there's some children who go to Paulding Elementary School. And I'm just going to, this may be a shocker, but some of them don't even know how to read. And like 2 + 2 for them doesn't equal 4 because they don't know that it means 4. They're children and there's teenagers in our community who, unless we tell them, unless we show them, they'll never hear the good news of a God who is one. And a God who is Lord over all creation. I love that. We need more of that in church. Babies spitting up in church. And if that bothers anybody, we need more of that. More of that. I thought it was the soundtrack for my battles, but I actually was hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are our kids just coming and are we telling them? Are we showing them by how we live, by how we talk, by how we interact, by how we view all things that He is God, that He is God? Can I pray for you? God, I love my brothers and sisters here. And so, God, I just pray for all of us. Lord, this hopefully is a challenge for all of us, not because we're bad people, not because we're the worst of sinners, but because we just want to be more like you. And God, we are continually growing in your spirit and in your grace. And Lord, I want every person in Paulding, Ohio to know that you are Lord. I want every person in Paulding to know that you came and you died so that all people could have life, and then you rose again from the dead. I want all kids to know what it means to follow after Jesus with everything. And so, God, may we not just hear with our ears, but God, may we hear and show you that we hear, because we are living, breathing testimonies of what it looks like to have Jesus on the inside, that we are living, breathing testimonies to a community who desperately needs the good news of Jesus Christ. May we be a living, breathing testimony that your love can change us to be more like you, that your love can bring a peace and a calm and a joy that isn't based on our circumstance, but is based on the fact that you are Lord of our lives. And we can rest in that. We can trust in that because you are faithful. And so, God, may they not just hear with our words, but may they see with our lives, once again, what it looks like. And may we talk about your love and your grace daily to the people we come in contact with. Not to be obnoxious, not to be an obnoxious Christian, but just to say, man, I wouldn't be where I was today if God wasn't a part of who I was. So, God, help us to be obedient, not just hearers, but God, also responders to the love that you gave us. Thanks for the passage and the challenge of this passage. And God, now take it and make it big in our own hearts and our own lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Now let us stand and sing together our closing hymn, hymn number 131, "Jesus Paid It All."
Thank you.
Now go out into the world as God's people, learning how to listen and obey God with all of your life, knowing that God loves you and nothing can ever change that. Amen.